God is good.
And all the time.
Good morning. Welcome to First Church this morning on this gorgeous day. Amen. Yeah. Thank you for coming out. You know, on a cool, cloudy day like today, it's awful easy just to snuggle up in bed and stay there, isn't it? Yeah. So we appreciate you coming out today to be together to worship God. We celebrate the fact that you're here. And if you would turn to your announcement page real quick. Something I want you to pay special attention, because something happened in the life of this church that never, ever, hardly happens. We do not have a full announcement page, folks. That is a rare occurrence. So, but anyway, please take a look down through this week's activities and the future activities, and make sure your calendar lines up with that. Also, an insert, poinsettias. These are obviously poinsettias that were given in memory or in honor of someone, so they're very special. So please make sure that you take a look down through these, and this might be a good thing to pray for. Take home and lift up these names in your prayer life. And speaking of prayer life, the study guide that Cliff fixed for us in regards to the sermon today is in your bulletin as well. I invite you, I strongly encourage you to take this home along with your bulletin. As Deanna will talk about in a little bit, our joys and our concerns. And make sure you set these beside your prayer chair. Lift people up by name in your prayers, those that you know about. Prayer is a powerful thing, amen?
Amen.
And this church and this community is known as a praying church. And let us make that be true, not just word, but let it be the truth in our daily life and our daily prayers. So one final thing I want to lift up. The stewardship and finance team is trying to bring to a close our pledge drive for 2010. We have extra of these on the usher's table right back there. If you have not turned this in, if you're a member of this church and have not turned this in, or even a regular attender of this church and have not turned this in, please do so. It helps us a great deal in planning for next year's ministry activities. It allows us to forecast it just a little bit and depend on, you know, what we will have coming into the church so that we can forecast our ministries. And that is so important in the life of a church, as I'm sure anyone who has been involved in any church for any length of time understands that. But I know we've been extremely busy. But please take time today to fill this out. If you can put it in the offering baskets later on in the service, that would be awesome. Or if you can bring it by the office sometime during the week, that would be great as well. We thank you ahead of time for that. Now, finally, if you would turn in your bulletin to the connection card, and please make sure you put your name in there and turn this in the offering basket so that we know that you're here. If you're visiting with us today, first of all, we just want to welcome you. My name is Eric Dirks, and you can ask me anything, and I'll run to Jamie and see what the answer is. But Jamie's my wife, by the way. If you're visiting, you wouldn't know that. But we do welcome you, and we thank you so much. I believe that you're in the right place to worship God this morning. But we ask that you fill out this connection card for us. Put it in the offering plate or offering basket. And that way we can thank you properly and just appreciate your presence here today. Are you all ready for an awesome worship service today?
Yes.
All right. Let us have a prayer and then we can begin. Gracious and holy God, you are truly an amazing and awesome God. And we thank you, Lord, for the life that we've been given. We thank you, God, that before our eyelids were open to this day, we were on your mind. It is so humbling to come to that understanding, God, that you, the creator of all that is and ever will be, were thinking of us this morning. We're planning our day. And we just ask, God, as we come together and work to worship together, that you would empower us in a way to meet each of those experiences with your grace. That as we walk into a restaurant or walk into our home for our families or wherever we go, that we may be an example of your grace to others, Lord. But right here and right now, we ask for your presence. We understand and we really assume, God, that you are here already, but we want to be intentional in asking for your presence. Anoint us fully, God. Raise our expectations of this service because of your presence. May your Spirit, God, be like a light in our lives. And may your Spirit shine on all those dark corners that maybe, Lord, we don't want anyone to know about. Or maybe we have forgotten ourselves, Lord. Shine your light in our lives. May all evil and negative thoughts run scared from this place because of your powerful, almighty presence. We love you, God. Make us one with you and one with each other. In Jesus' holy name. And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Amen.